mean, I feel like when I had the ankle, it kind of set me back a little bit, and I just had to get back mentally focused and go out and actually just do it physically.
Does this feel like a different defense since the Iowa State game? I mean, you guys had some big stops against Pitt. The one inside the three is the one that comes to mind. And last week, you know, take out the third quarter, it's a pretty solid game.
Yeah, I feel like the defense, I mean, we're kind of starting to gel more, and everybody, I mean, we're having fun out there. Mm-hmm. I mean, we got guys out there and congratulating guys, and you see guys smiling when they're making plays and things like that. I mean, I feel like you just really need that as a defense, just to kind of give you that spark and mm-hmm. keep everything going.
Mm-hmm. It's different than offense. I mean, you guys got to be reckless and have fun.
Yeah, you need a guy, like, when it's just kind of driving a little bit and stopping, driving. You need a guy to kind of give you that spark, make that big play, and it just ignites the defense. And I feel like everybody feels that energy and feeds off of it.
Kirk said today on the Big Ten teleconference, he feels like this defense has a chance to be good. Do you think it has a chance to be as good as last year's, or the ones that, I think since 2008 you guys have been a top 10 defense in the country. Is this defense in that ballpark yet, or can it be?
I mean, I feel like any defense under Coach Parker has the ability to be in there. We just have to go out and execute. I mean, we have the guys that can do it, and as long as we just go out and get the job done, I feel like we can be right up there.
Do you remember when Bob Sanders was playing at Iowa and the energy he brought? Is that kind of what you're trying to do right now? Not to say you're Bob Sanders, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I mean, I love watching Bob Sanders play. I mean, he's my favorite player, actually. So, just being mentioned in the same sentence is a compliment for me. I mean, he's a great player, and I just try to go out and I just try to help the defense, actually. So it's, I mean, I'm just trying to ignite it any way possible.
Is it hard when you were here with a lot of recruiting? I don't know, hype is the right word, but mm-hmm. fanfare, hoopla, whatever. Is it hard when you come in with certain expectations and reality is different? I mean, injuries enter, you know, depth chart piles up. I mean, Mari Spivey came out of nowhere, you know what I mean? And you had really great Mari, and then who's the, was it Prater?
Prater, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, guys were popping up all over the place.
Yeah, I mean, it is what it is. I just go out and I just continue to try to get better. Mm-hmm. I mean, sure, there was kind of setbacks here and there, but, I mean, I never stopped believing. I mean, mm-hmm. when others did, I had my family there, and they were still just pushing me, and, I mean, I believe in myself. So I felt like as long as I could stay healthy, I would be able to help the team in some type of way.
How difficult was that? I mean, there had to be some tough moments.
Yeah, I mean, there's always some tough moments. I mean, there might have been a time here or there where I might second-guess it a little bit, but, I mean, for the most part, you just got to be confident in your abilities and go out and just do it physically.
You mentioned how they would, how family members and whatnot would push you. How would they do it? Like, what would they tell you?
I mean, that's just them telling me to just keep believing in myself and just keep going out and just keep doing what I've been doing my whole life. So, I mean, since I started playing football. So, I mean, I've just continued to do it and just pile on top of that a little more film work, and just as I've gotten older, I've learned a little more. So, just put it all together.
You were one of the Raptor guys, and mm-hmm. It was hard for you. I mean, it sounded like you went through the worst.
Yeah.
And you're in a bed. Okay, you're in a bed, in a hospital bed. And can you talk about how much you? I mean, your brother. I think he put on his Facebook that you. You know, you blowed it up pretty good.
Yeah.
And can you go from to take us from there to now?
Yeah, I mean, when it
happened. It was hard.
Yeah, when it happened, I mean, it was kind of like just another thing, like just gosh. But, mm-hmm. I mean, I got through it. Yeah, I mean, I got a little bigger. They all joked about it and stuff like
really?
That. But, I mean, I fought through it, and, I mean, I'm feeling good and healthy today, so. That's I'm grateful for that.
When did you feel like you got your legs back and all that stuff? Because you weren't able. I don't know if you went through spring.
I went through spring ball, but leading up to spring ball, I couldn't do anything for a few weeks or something like that. So, I mean, I was a little behind the curve, I guess, to start. But I mean, I just had to go out there and keep moving and got back into shape and just went out there every day.